Why aren't all obits on the nightly news? They should be. I know, there's not enough time in the 30-minute program, and most importantly, no money in it. But why are only the famous people's lives honored? Are they better people? I was listening to a national radio program this morning, and a segment came up that honored the godfather of electronic pop, Ryuichi Sakamoto. He died on Sunday. Sakamoto was, according to the segment, an influential Japanese composer and a synth pop idol. I'd never heard of him. He died from cancer, a common disease, a disease of the masses, not just the rich and famous. Last week, Virginia Norwood died at 96. She was a pioneer in satellite land imaging. Her death made the national news. And before that, Yang Bingyi, patriarch of Taiwan's soup dumpling empire, died. In 2013, his restaurant sold 28 million soup dumplings in Taiwan alone, averaging 76,000 dumplings every day. Xavier Lopez, a Mexican children's comic, better known by his stage name Chabelo, he died a couple of weeks ago at 88. You may have heard about his death. Lopez's popular TV show ran for an astonishing 48 years. His family wrote on his fan page that he died suddenly of abdominal complications. And I'm sorry Lopez died. Sure, he deserves national recognition, of course. But don't we all? All of these people, though very successful in their trade and loved by scores of family and friends, are no different than you or I. They are no better than you or I. They're the same. We are the same. But why is their obituary carried around the world? It's not fair. Sure, they're successful, but so is the local carpenter, Mike Smith, a builder of fine homes who died yesterday from a heart attack. Isn't his life worthy of national honor? Or Randy Roberts, a plumber in Creve Coeur, Missouri, who died from a drug overdose. Or Evelyn Rosewitz of Pocatello, who died from an infection after her cat scratched her. These people are just as successful as the next, just as loved, and whose lives are just as important, yet we never read of them in the newspaper. I submit to you a very successful and very talented chicken hanger from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, Niles Thomas. He had worked for Simmons Foods for 25 years. He retired in March of 2013. That's what he did. He hung chickens on hooks for a living, and he was good at it. In his prime, no one was better, and he was recognized many times for the skill required and acquired by the repetitious act of grabbing chickens from a coop and hanging them on a hook, a kill line hook. Sure, Niles had many more quality traits. He had a quick smile from ear to ear. He served in the U.S. Army when he was young, and later he and his wife Susie worked on the Joseph Egg Farm for 8 years with pride and distinction and enjoyed outworking everyone. Niles was a member of the National Rifle Association and a member of the Tulsa Zoo Friends and enjoyed wood cutting and burning as a hobby. He was born in April of 1951 in Oxley, Arkansas, and he died on Friday, January 24, 2014. That night, Niles' death didn't make the nightly news with Lester Holt. He's just one of millions that deserve the same honorable mention as those that are famous for their skill and talent. It doesn't make sense, nor is it fair. That's just the way it is. But for this moment, in this space, I honor them all, including Niles Thomas Sr., who died almost 9 years ago and received recognition from only his family and friends, but who deserved a mention on a national radio program. Just a thought. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.